Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning that we come on this air on Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio, introducing this show, and yeah, we're celebrating today. We cracked the 40,000 listener plateau. We cracked the 40,000 listener plateau with our last show. Now I have over 40,000 people that have listened to a show here on Home Based Business 101. That really makes us happy. That means someone out there, someone's, or somebody's, or, you know, whatever the proper English is tuning into this show on a regular basis and, you know, getting nourishment from the information and the words that we say. So we really want to thank you, the listening audience, because we could look in our Blog Talk Radio back office and it could say zero. But it said in there yesterday it was 40,120-some people that had listened to a show here on Home Based Business 101. Well, today our topic is how to attract abundance with positive thoughts and abilities. How to attract abundance with positive thoughts and abilities. Yes. I'm going to start off, you know, just sort of share something. And, you know, when I share what I'm about to share, it's not looking down on people, because you should not look down on people unless you plan on helping picking them up. But it's just to shed light on things. And it's, me and a friend of mine always used to say, it's only by the grace of God, it's not me. One day not long ago, while standing on a, you know, corner, you know, talking to a friend, along came an old man. You know, he was kind of decrepit looking, with swollen, tearful eyes, unshaved face. His lips were chapped and dry and bitter, and unclean sores on it. His toes was pushing through his worn-out shoes. He had clothes that looked like rags, you know, really grimy kind of clothes. You know, you could tell he had seen better days. I thought how dreadful poverty, you know, can be. I was stunned for a moment with a look of sadness. And, you know, here's this guy, and he's reaching forward, and he's, you know, asking, hey, you know, I got some change. Can you help me out? Got a few pennies. You know, as I pondered over the circumstances which had caused this deplorable condition of man and had left him in wretched ruins, I began to think, you know, looked at my friends, only by the grace of God, you know, could have been me, could have been you. What happened to this old man? What precipitated his deplorable condition? What caused such poverty? Why had fortune turned into misfortune? When I say fortune, I'm talking about the fortune of life. You know, we all born. We're not born and we're in that, you know, incubators, you know, all the little babies in the hospitals. Certain ones got little briefcases and other ones don't. Certain ones got business degrees and other ones don't. We're all born equal. Now, some would say, well, no, it depends on the family you come from. But, you know, the bottom line, we're born. None of us is born with a sign over our head saying, destined to become homeless and poverty stricken. Whatever it was that had changed his outlook, his attitude, his process of thinking, his entire pattern of living. Depression, despair, discouragement, disappointment, sorrow, and sadness was stamped into the lines of his face. He was a picture of his thoughts, a victim of circumstances, and a slave to poverty. And analyzing the plight of this old man, I came to the conclusion his condition was a definite result of the desperate little enemy, negative thinking. Now, I know you say, oh, you was going to say he was thinking negative, and that's how he ended up that way. It's a little deeper than that. But, you know, we all are given obstacles in life. it's not the obstacle that we're given. It's how we address the obstacle. I don't know what obstacles this man was given. You know, I mean, I've had a chance to interview homeless people before. I know what that's like from, you know, over 30-some years ago, going through similar experience and knowing when people get cut off from folk, you have to make choices. And if you don't make the right choices, you sink deeper in, but you make the choice and you get out. But, you know, again, it's a thing of positive thinking and negative thinking. Negative thinking is a sneaky little enemy which solidly steals its way into a man's or woman's consciousness. It's like a thief at the night. It steals not only your purse, but robs you the power, which makes you poor indeed. It's sinister and destructive influence that works night and day to pry on a man or woman's soul. It's human beings' worst enemy and life's meanest foe. It's worse than war and largely cause for war. It is a curse of the human race. It is as blind to reason as the owl is to light. It turns friends into enemies and enemies into foes. It robs people of reason. It stirs up hate, greed, selfishness, cynicism, pessimism, anger, suspicion, robbery, jealousy, revenge, lust, and envy. It tears down confidence, undermines health, impairs character, and causes poverty. Negative thinking. Because we want to talk about this morning is, you know, how to get away from that. Or as a remember person years ago, mentor of mine, Art Williams, used to say, get rid of your stinking thinking. You know, because we want to be able to attract abundance with positive thoughts and abilities. Get rid of your stinking thinking. There's an old legend that says the devil went into bankruptcy. But when the devil went into bankruptcy, out of all of his tools, the creditors permitted him to keep one. The tool he selected was the wedge of negative thinking. Ask why he liked this tool better than all the rest, the devil explained. It is because this is the one tool which I can use when all others fail. Let me get that little wedge into a man or woman's consciousness, and it opens everything else. That wedge has opened more doors for me than all my other weapons combined. See, the devil said his greatest tool is negative thinking. That's why it tells us in the Bible, it says, you know, as a person thinketh, so is he. Drinking my water out of a cup this morning, and it has a scripture on here, Mark 9:23. All things are possible if you believe. See, again, we're told to believe and to think positive. And the devil says, if I get you to think negative, I got you, buddy. Someone asked one of the world's greatest explorers what exploration he enjoyed most. The answer was, my personal preference is sitting in an old-fashioned rocking chair and exploring the undiscovered regions inside my own mind. Ooh. Enjoying the undiscovered regions inside of his own mind. Do you take time and fathom and enjoy and explore the undiscovered regions in your own mind? Very, very important to do that. See. Positive thoughts are creative. Negative thoughts are destructive. You need to focus on that. Positive thoughts are based on understanding and faith. Negative thoughts are based on ignorance and doubt. There's no problem or condition that fails to disappear in the light of positive thoughts. Face half of your problems or troubles with positive thoughts and they will disappear. Face the other half and they will disappear. Positive and creative thinking will burn holes in problems as a lighter cigarette will burn holes in tissue paper. This positive thinking piece is very, very important. Now, you're listening to Baba Jahi here this morning on Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. And hey, if you got a question or comment, you know you can how we do it here. You send us a text at 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774. We're reading this morning from How to Attract Abundance with Positive Thoughts and Abilities. If you'd like to get a copy of this ebook, again, you just send us your email address to 252-406-0774. Okay, hey, we're gonna share a formula for you with you this morning from out of here in terms of how you can, you know, I always like to not only critique the problem but give you some solutions to how to do what we're talking about. In the study of physics, we find Ohm's law of electricity. It teaches that C equals E divided by R. C is the current or the amount of electrical energy to be delivered to for any given purpose. E is the powerhouse to supply the current. R is the resistance the current meets on its way to do the job. The less resistance offered to the current, the more electrical energy available to do the job. This depends on the efficiency of the conductor. See, C equals E divided by R. Remember, C is the current, the electrical energy. E is the powerhouse. You are the powerhouse. You know. But you also see the conductor of your thoughts. Ability, your ability is the powerhouse. Positive thoughts are the current. Negative thoughts are the resistance. Get rid of all negative thoughts. Get rid of resistance. Get rid of all inhibitions, all grudges, and all dreads. The ability demonstrates its full power and strength when unhampered and encumbered by resistance. So in other words, you know, what it's saying here, let's just break this down, you know. See, your energy level, you know, which is going to give you the carrot to do what you want to get done, is only hampered by the resistance that negative thoughts give you. You want to work on something? W. Clement Stone says, do it now. You know, the negative thinking, I got to figure out, you know, maybe I'll do it next week. Napoleon Hill says, do it now, even if you don't know what all you're going to do. We call that slopping it up. Hey, we have a saying in our business, you can't say the wrong thing to the right person, and you can't say the right thing to the wrong person. But you got to say something to somebody. But just check this out. See, I mean, when you look at this and you ask yourself, how do I get stinking thinking out of the way? Get my negative thoughts out of the way, and it's going to allow my energy to flow stronger. The more resistance I have, the greater the weaker the current. See? And it's the same, you know, with things when you look at, you know, you got something and your electrical appliances up in your house. Not grounded right. You said, heck, this daggone arm doesn't get hot. Too much resistance. So, you know, and, you know, try to have a balance so that, you know, when we plug stuff in, if it's too strong, whoo, what it does, it blows a fuse, it pops a circuit, you know. But we look at it in terms of our lives. Your income, your health, your well-being, your happiness, your peace of mind are all retarded by permitting the phantoms of negative thinking to set up a resistance to your ability. You can't let this negative thinking piece set up a phantom to your ability. You know, it's so important not to do that. Not to do that. So you need to have, we call, a plan. What is a plan? A plan is a method of action, procedure, or arrangement. It is a program to be done. It is designed to give effect to an idea, thought, a project, or the development of something. The plan may ask, what do you desire? Do you desire to sell something? Do you desire a job? Do you desire increased salary? Do you desire clients? Do you desire customers? Do you desire to invent something? These questions pertain to your present or future occupation. The only way you desire is known as through a plan. It conveys to people in plain language and definite concept for what you offer for their consideration. So, you know, planning is very, very important. Self-discipline, self-knowledge, self-improvement, self-expression, self-unfoldment, or individual undertakings. The word individual comes from two Latin words, in, which means not, and divisive, which means divisible. An individual is not divisible. He is a complete entity, a self-contained unit made up of four parts. One part is the physical body that houses him. One part is essence to give him form and identity, him according to his species. One part is mind to guide and direct him. And one part is spirit to inspire and enthuse him. Strict attention and careful consideration must be given to each part. The physical body must have the proper food so you don't be sluggish. Can't get done what you want to get done for the day. The essence must be treated with care. We are tender, fragile human beings. You know how it goes. People get upset easily. You know, so it needs to be treated with care. The mind must be fed with positive thoughts, and the spirit must be inspired with unfaltering faith. When these four parts are well fed and well treated, harmony prevails and the individual functions healthy, generates happiness, and produces wealth. How to turn your ability in cash puts the law of wealth into operation. When applied, never fails to produce an abundance of worldly goods. Okay, here's some ideas and suggestions for you. First, realize that everything you think of exists now. Otherwise, you could not think about it. There is no lack of anything, and there should be no envy or jealousy between people. There is enough of everything for everyone that lives. See, so we don't live in a world of scarcity. Abundance is our birthright. We live in an abundant world. What does it tell us? We're supposed to live life and live life more what? Abundantly. So there's no scarcity in the world. They got people that want you to think that there's scarcity in the world so they can play mind games on us. Tell them the world's overpopulated. Boom! Better get yours because it ain't enough to go around, and so you need to stop other people. Boom! There's plenty. We live in an abundant world. So we don't have to be greedy. We need to learn how to share. Number two, realize that all things belong to God's creation and that you can only have a temporary use of them. There's no limit on your desires, and you can have the use of anything an ability can create. In other words, again, it's just, see, everything is part of God's creation. You get to have temporary use of it. It don't do you no good once you return from where we came from. Now, for those of you who ain't figured out what I'm talking about, some of you call it death. I call it returning to the source. The source brought us out of into being through sperm and egg. But we're more than just, you know, just a human being that just so happened to end up on this earth. And when we're no longer alive here in the physical sense, we move to another dimension. And we return to the source of that. So these physical things, we only have temporary use of them. Enjoy them while you can. But again, it's more than enough to go around. You don't have to try to hoard anything. Three, realize that all things are distributed to those who have desires, but ability must be applied to formulate plans to claim these desires. See, God doesn't pick or choose. It's up to us. But you have people that will stymie your mindset to make you think you're not worthy and thus cause you not to apply yourself. When I think about life and I think about challenges I've had in life and I think about some of the things that I look back on life now and say, you know, I could have did such and such, I just didn't have the right mindset. I give you an example. I could have played professional tennis. I know that now. But at the time when I played, when I was younger, I still play a good game of tennis. I'll be 60 this year. And, you know, can beat up on people half my age in their 30s. But when I was between the ages of 17 and 25, compete, I could have took my game at that point to the level to be able to play professional tennis. But the mindset that I had from the environment that I was in told me that I could, that was stupid thinking, that you're really not that good. And I look back over life and I say, now I realize I really was that good. See, so it's your environment and things just impact your mindset. As opposed to getting encouragement from people, you can get discouragement and then you believe it. So I say that to say that, you know, that people out here right now could achieve some things beyond their wildest imagination, but there's somebody that's telling them, don't think like that. There's somebody telling them, you a fool to think like that. You just better go get a job. See, you know you need to survive. You just better get a job, but you're going to have a business. What you been drinking? See? So you need to be around people that encourage you, not discourage you. You need people that say, you know what? I believe you can do that. You need people that's going to clap and cheer for you. People that believe in you. To help you be able to believe in yourself, because it all starts with you believing in yourself. Believe in yourself right from the start. Here's some things for you to do to help you be able to stake your claim in life. Number one, meditate and ask God, is there any reason why you should not have the thing you desire? Dismiss your desire for a few days, and if it's right for you to have it, the desire will become more intense. This removes doubt and uncertainty and inspires direction and action. See, make sure you know what you want and you can get it, but you got to know what you want. We're talking about how to attract abundance to your life, positive abundance, through the right kind of thinking and desires. Meditate and ask God, is there any reason why I should not have the thing that I want? Then dismiss it. If it's right for you and you really, really desire, this is what you really want. It's not just wishful thinking. See, there's a difference between wishful thinking and desiring something. You want to remove all doubts. See. And if it comes back, then you know that's what it is that you really, really want. Then you need to step two. Make a strong mental picture of what you desire and affirm it several times each day. This is where that vision board comes in. You need to have a vision board. You need to have several of them up, things that you look at every day. You know, a strong mental picture. You know, and again, make sure you don't have negative people around that's, you know, they're looking at you. You got a picture up somewhere so you know that, you know, you live with certain folk. They laugh at your picture or whatever. There you go. Look at that picture. You ain't never going to get that. Put them out of your room and out of your space. You don't need negativity around you. Be specific about what you desire. See, the mind can't move on unspecific things. If you desire to have a certain thing, you need to set a date for it and be specific about it. See, if you desire more money, visualize the amount, the exact amount, and feel it in your pocket. Feel it in your pocket. I tell people all the time, you know, hey, if you want $1 million and you don't have it yet, go get a Monopoly game. Get $1 million worth of play money out of there. Carry it around in your pocket. Visualize it being real money, and you'll be attracted to doing right positive things that will help that make it happen. If you desire more customers, visualize the amount of customers you see doing business with you. If you desire things. Visualize the kind of thing you want and see yourself with it. It's like right now, we desire an RV. So when we ride in our van, we don't see a van, we see an RV. And we work to getting that. We got pictures of RVs up. We got a specific kind that we really, really want. This RV, it's bad, y'all. It's bad. This RV where you're able to take put you a sports car or one of the Mercedes convertibles underneath the bottom of it. It's got a little garage inside the RV. You put your sports car in, so you drive the RV to where you're going. You can park it, and then you take out your this little thing that slides out, and your car from underneath, you know, a garage, actual compartment opens up, and you slide your little convertible sports car out, and you drive where you want to go, and then you come back to your RV. You can carry, you don't have to carry your car on the back. It's bad, y'all. It's bad. If you desire a position, visualize the kind that will soon make its appearance in your experience. Got to move to these last couple ones kind of quickly here because we got like 4 minutes left. Relax, meditate, and be positive when you visualize your desire. Again, see, this is the key part. Be positive. Get rid of the thinking. Relax, meditate. Number five, be aware that ideas are infinite and ways to manifest them are as uncountable as the stars of heaven. Make your selection. Woo, you hear me? Ideas are infinite. And ways to manifest them are uncountable as the stars of heaven. So make your selection. Six, engender a feeling of kindness into your desire. It sends out vibrations of love to the source of attraction. Again, remember that there's an abundance. We live in an abundant world. So make sure you add kindness to your desires. It sends out a vibration of love. Is the source of all attraction. Love. Love makes the world go round, right? We have more love, we'd have no wars. Thank God for the abundance that is yours now. Repeat that daily. Thank God for the abundance that is yours now. See, if you don't thank God for what you already have, then why should God give you more? Number eight, remember an idea based on good, backed by sincere desire and held by faith, never fails to materialize. I'm going to repeat this last one to you. Remember an idea based on good, backed by a sincere desire and held to by faith, never fails to materialize. Make sure your idea is based on good, doing good. Doing good for others, and that is sincere, genuine, and that you got faith in it, and you don't have to worry about it failing to materialize. That's powerful stuff, dude. Again, this morning we've been sharing the whole concept here of how to attract abundance with positive thoughts and abilities. And if you'd like to get a copy of this book, hey, all you got to do is send us your email address in a text to 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774. And again, we want to thank the over 40,000 listeners that have been tuning in to a show here on Home Based Business 101. You just really make us blush all over the place. Feel so good. And remember, you can sign up for one of those free complimentary coaching sessions. We still got room for some more clients that need some help with getting what they got to get done. Hey, tune in again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock when we talk about how to balance your work and family life, how to balance your work and family life. This has been Bobby Jahi here on Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio, and we really want to thank you for tuning in to our show this morning. And remember that you can attract abundance with positive thoughts and abilities. Don't let anybody tell you that you cannot achieve what you want to achieve. As Napoleon Hill says, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. Until next time, God bless you. Conceive what you want. Believe in it. And it will be yours. Take care. Peace and blessings. Baba Jahi, signing out.